like blood and bar fights and her brother's last goodbye. A Teen Wolf chapfic between Jism and Nat. Read by Calicaria and Rena Jenkins. Warning for references to rape, assault, sexual assault, domestic violence, unwanted physical attention, and rape culture.
In other news, people need to stop posting Rule 63 Derek stuff because I have so many feelings about D/Derricka Hale. I cannot take the name Derricka seriously, but D Hale? Well, neither can she. That's the problem. Her parents named her Derricka, and she hates it. So for years, she's been going by D. Like, even before the fire, she went by D, and she thinks of it as just D, the letter. But no one else will accept that as her name, so she just started adding the E.
I just always think of Keitha from Flight of the Conchords. It's Keith, but with an A on the end.
No, but like, oh my god, Nat, think about it.
I can so see it.
Like, Derek's whole vibe is fuck off, right? Imagine Dee Hale. Her entire vibe would be fuck you. Because she'd be Derek, fucked up and blaming herself, never told anybody about Kyle Argent, still thinks she killed her family, still thinks she got her brother killed. But instead of being repelled by her glare, people are drawn to it because that's how rape culture and unwanted male attention works.
Oh, fuck. All these feels.
Think of how many times Dee Hale must have had to flash her fangs.
So many feels.
Must have had to press her claws into the back of some bastard's neck. Must have had to resist doing that shit because someone was touching her and she knew that if she threw them across the room the way she could, the way she wanted, there'd be trouble.
Must have always been told not to. Don't show them what you are. Is it worth giving up your nature to get them out of your face? They can't hurt you, Dee.
Yes. And it was like one thing, right? Before Kyle, before the fire, when she was 14 and 15 and looked 19 and 20, it was different. Because, yeah, there were assholes sometimes, brushing their hands against her, leaning out of cars, shouting at her, dumb lacrosse jocks trying to get her like she was owed to them. But back then, it was hilarious, because back then, Dee knew she was invincible compared to these people. Back then, Dee knew it didn't matter, because if she wanted to, she could put them through walls without breaking a sweat.
But physically invincible is only one kind of protection.
Yeah, and she had no idea, because of course she didn't. How could she?
It's another thing to let your guard down, to let someone in who tears you apart from the inside.
Well, and there was the whole thing, the great thing about Kyle. He was so much older, so much more mature, and she thought that must be the way it was supposed to go for her. Being what she was, being as powerful as she was, of course she'd draw in an older guy, a guy none of her friends would dream of getting. And then he turned out to be an Argent, and everything got complicated. In that way things do when it feels forbidden and star-crossed. It went from this thing she just wanted for fun, to prove herself that she could.
When it feels like it's just the two of you against the world, and you're untouchable together.
Yes. And then one day she was sitting in school, and she felt it even before her brother showed up in the window of her bio class. His eyes already starting to flash, his face white as a sheet. And she knew. And in retrospect, she still doesn't know how. How she could have known immediately what had happened, what Kyle had done, if she hadn't known all along that he was going to. It eats at her, that thought.
That maybe if she'd looked closer, she'd have seen the signs?
Yes, that if she'd only been more careful, more guarded, more vigilant, this wouldn't have happened to her family.
Maybe if she hadn't been so desperate to prove herself that she could have this?
Yes, and she never tells anyone, so that thought just gets bigger and heavier and harder to handle. And meanwhile, she and her brother... God, what do I switch Laura to? Larry? Laurent?
Lawrence,
thank you. But meanwhile, she and Lawrence are on the run, right? Fully submersed in the human world, hiding from wares, hiding from hunters, hiding from everyone. And the thing is that doesn't make it better. The thing is, that makes it so much worse. Because Derek, right? Derek went out in the world after the fire doing God knows what, blaming himself for what happened and aching with it and hiding it, and no question but it wrecked him. But Dee goes out into the world blaming herself for what happened and aching with it and hiding it and comes face to face with the hard truth that if she did tell someone, forget Lawrence, forget her family, if she told anyone, they'd blame her for it. Because that's what the world does, she comes to realize. Because she watches it happen again and again and again.
Yeah, because she tempted him. She showed him what she was. She was willing to put her trust in him. So it's her fault that he took advantage, that he used her. She should have been better.
And the thing is, around the 400th or 500th time some asshole tells Dee it's her fault his hand's on her ass, because she's so pretty, or she pulls a creep off a human friend, or she watches a coworker she barely knows flipping through the newspaper and shaking his head, or, hell, shaking her head, and commenting about the short skirts kids are wearing these days and what they're asking for, around that time, I think Dee and Derek split in half, because Derek, right, he holds on to anger to control himself. He hoards his anger. He carries his anger deep in his chest like it's all he's got left. And it is, in its way. But Dee? Hell, I think Dee would start spreading it around.
All the time she hears, "Smile, Dee, why don't you smile more?" Or, "You should grow your hair out, Dee." Or, "Trust me, baby." She just lets it out on people.
Oh, yeah. But it's not just that.
No, not even close.
It's not just that she snaps back, yells back, won't take it. It's the way she walks. It's the way she talks. It's the way she'll throw a guy against the wall for looking at her wrong. It's, "Don't touch me," in every inch of everything about her. It's, "Don't fuck with me," in every word she says and every mess she makes. It's, "Fuck this and fuck you," like it's tattooed on her forehead. And then Lawrence dies. And so I think when Dee gets back to Beacon Hills, she's less a dark, stalking shadow than a hell-bent avenging angel, you know?
How dare you take from me the last person who knows me as I was, who knows the best of me along with the worst, the only person I had left.
Yes! And I think Dee Hale smells like blood and bar fights in her brother's last goodbye.
I think she smells like motor oil and old leather and split knuckles.
I think she had one good thing left in the world, and now it's gone. And I think she can smell Petra in the woods weeks before Derek could work out that it was Peter. Because Dee is harder than Derek. They're equally broken, but Dee had to run up against it every goddamn day.
Dee has learned to watch her back in dark alleys. Dee has learned that everyone is out to get you if you let them, so you have to be faster.
Yes, you have to be faster and stronger and sharper. And then she meets Styles. Styles, who would be so similar and so different to the Styles on the show. Same short hair, same sharp, vicious wit.
But the Dee Styles meets doesn't have the luxury of trust. It's not just that she's reluctant to let it happen.
Yeah, and the Styles Dee meets is so much angrier than the Styles on the show. Because Styles on the show has a lot of anger that we don't see very much because he jokes it away. And the Styles Dee meets, she joked too, but her best fucking friend got attacked in the woods and bitten and turned into a werewolf. Because Styles wanted her to come out on a dead body hunt.
And Styles is still skinny and tough and not quite one thing or another, always a square peg.
Yes, and Styles dragged Sam out for the night and Sam was attacked. She's not fucking around.
She had one friend.
Yeah, and Styles is a cop's kid. And her father died when she was so young, and her mother's been the sheriff since she was 11, and she was taught to fire a gun that year. Has been carrying pepper spray since she was old enough to be taught to use it safely.
A cop's kid who's seen her mom come back from domestic violence calls, and murders and drug calls, and heard her mom get talked about behind her back.
Yes, 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 and who's been taught to defend herself in any number of ways.
Who's been taught what police codes mean, so she'll know, so she'll go into any situation informed.
Yes, because Sheriff Stalinsky would not fuck around about the possibility of her only daughter getting hurt or killed or raped, let alone the possibility that it could happen to get to her as the sheriff. So when Dee Hale meets Styles Stalinsky, what she really meets is the barrel of Stalinsky's mother's favorite shotgun and the words, "You have 10 seconds to explain what the fuck is happening to Samantha."
Dee is angry and violent and forever on the knife edge of her guard, and Styles is sharp and quick and not afraid of her. Or at least pushing through the fear. Because she has one friend, and that friend is in danger. And this stranger has information she needs.
Yes. And together, Dee's anger and violence and Styles' furious need to protect what she's got left, they tear the goddamn town apart.